So the art of surrender is surrendering your conditioned behavior so that you can show up and have choice in this world about how you want to be. And when you're able to do that, the world opens up for you.
Welcome to the Unstoppable Woman podcast, where we explore what it means to create a truly exquisite life. I'm your host, Amira Alvarez, inviting you to be part of these intimate conversations about feminine ambition, what lies beyond traditional notions of success, and how to answer the question, what's next when you've already achieved so much? Let's dive in.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Unstoppable Woman podcast. I'm Amira Alvarez. I am the founder and CEO of the Unstoppable Woman. And today we have our next installment in our series on captivating power. In this podcast series, we're going through some of the key elements of what it means to have captivating power, what it does for you, and how to access it. So please go back and listen to the first episodes if you haven't already. You can jump right into this one, but those will give you a broader definition, broader sense of what we're talking about. Today, I want to talk about the art of surrender and how when we access this, it gives us more access to our own power, our own ability to lead ourselves, to lead our teams, to have authority in our lives, to have the ability to grow further and faster because we are not afraid of the unknown, of the uncertainty that comes with not knowing what doing things differently than the way you're currently doing them would produce. There is often a lot of fear around showing up differently. You might not be conscious of this because you are courageous, you're ambitious, you're driven, you feel very capable and confident and competent in life. So, you know, fear doesn't really sort of settle in, or that sense of like uncertainty doesn't really come up for you grossly in big ways. But what you'll notice is you will have patterns of behavior. And these patterns of behavior keep you locked into a particular style of being in the world that gives you very specific results and outcomes. And that's what you know. And if you keep doing that, you keep getting the same results and outcomes or very similar ones. There's a breath there, but it's a narrow breath versus a wider breath. So if you want something radically different in your business, say you want a radical increase in impact, or radical increase in revenue, or radical increase in the type of support and people who are on your team, you can't keep doing the same things you've always done. Okay. That's an adage that you're well aware of, but you may not be aware of the habitual patterns that you're locked into that keep you playing things out because you don't want to experience, say, disappointment or the pain of not being able to have what you want, or not being able to execute in the way that you know yourself capable of executing. So you try something new and you stumble a few times, and that doesn't feel good. That's an unacceptable feeling. And especially if it's public facing, especially if you are, you know, doing your work in a realm where you're going to be seen, and you don't want to experience the shame that comes across or comes with, you know, failures or stumbling or any of that. So we have a lot of fears that are not necessarily registered consciously that keep us locked into particular patterns of being in this world, acting, doing. And we want to break free of those to create different results for ourselves, but we often have fears around pain, disappointment, shame, all sorts of things like that. And this is not just in your business, but also in your personal life. You can have this, and it can limit your ability to have an exquisite relationship, that exquisite love. You might always keep a layer of defense up that keeps you from deep intimacy with your partner or extraordinary orgasms that you're holding yourself at bay from experiencing because you don't know how to surrender your existing way of doing life, even though you want to.
I want to take a moment to share something that's near and dear to me. It's an invitation to you, the high achiever. Now, you're not just any ambitious woman. You're already walking a path of exceptional success. But if you're honest, there are moments where you're so busy that life just passes you by. You're getting ahead, but ultimately making a trade: success or life. What if you no longer had to barter a full life for a life full of success? Welcome to the idea of captivating power, our 2024 exquisite experience. This is not just any leadership training or travel adventure. This is a fully lived experience of the principles you are learning in this podcast series and more. Join me for a never-to-be-repeated intimate journey to Paris and Venice aboard the Orient Express, designed exclusively for six remarkable women. Currently, with only three spaces remaining, our journey is already 50% full. Apply now for a spot on this extraordinary journey. For more information and to secure your spot, go to theunstoppablewoman.com/join.
Next, let's talk about what I mean by surrender. Surrender does not mean raise the white flag, abdicate responsibility, abdicate all control, be helpless, be under someone else's will or whim. It is none of that. It's not about losing your freedom. That is not what I mean by surrender. What I mean by surrender is letting go of inflexible or rigid ways of being and surrendering to higher power, quite frankly. So this is about accessing your higher power. Now, this power is your higher power. This is about tapping into a deep knowing and truth in yourself. But we can't get there if we're locked into an old paradigm of how you act and work and exist. And this old paradigm is generally created because we were conditioned as children to respond in a particular way, react in a particular way to the people we called our parents or our primary caregivers. They were our mother God and our father God. They were the holy grail of where love came from. And we knew on a very instinctual level that these entities were where not just love came from, but our safety and survival came from, because they fed us, they clothed us, they took care of us, they made sure that we could survive. And we knew that we were going to be able to survive because we felt the flow of love coming to us through them. When that love is cut off, we felt like, oh my God, our survival is at stake. And so often, most of the time, parents get their kids to change their behavior and become good citizens of our society and be able to get along. It comes from a good place. It comes from a place of wanting their children to have the best life possible and be able to get along in this society. Parents will cut off love in order to shift behavior. So little Susie isn't getting ready for school on time and is playing with her crayons, and her mother or her father says, little Susie, hurry up, let's go, put on your shoes. And she doesn't listen. Second time, little Susie, come on, we gotta go, put on your shoes. She doesn't listen. And then mother God or father God gets angry and cuts off the love and says, Susie, come on already, you're going to make us late for school. And Susie wakes up and feels like frightened in trauma with the lowercase c, traumatized by that. But that is something that happens over and over and over again. And then we're conditioned to jump and do things in a particular way. Oftentimes it's rushing and particular kinds of performance behaviors. So with that as a frame, we get conditioned to behave and do life in a particular way. Not all of that is bad. Part of that is what has created your ability to get stuff done. and be incredibly effective and powerful in this world. Okay. So as someone who is driven and ambitious and loves her go mode and loves her do side, I can attest to there's a lot of value to being competent in life and being able to get stuff done effectively and be able to analyze and do life well. I'm proud of my ability to do that. But with, big pause here, if that is controlling you and you don't have access to a wider breadth of behavior, then you're locked into conditioned behaviors that don't always serve you. They don't give you choice. So the art of surrender is surrendering your conditioned behavior so that you can show up and have choice in this world about how you want to be. And when you're able to do that, the world opens up for you. Now, I want to add to this that oftentimes as ambitious, driven women, we are, I'm not going to say wholly, but primarily in our masculine, that drive, that precision, that structure, that getting things done effectively, competently, in a disciplined way, moving forward with willpower and really like hustling to make things happen. So when we're successful in business, it's often because we have got a lot of that masculine energy that's driving our go mode. But the shadow side to that, and this is an example of how to use the art of surrender. So when you're in that kind of go mode all that time, in that masculine energy, you are holding the structure for yourself, for your team, for others. And they end up turning to you for everything, okay? For the direction, for the guidance. Direction is a very sort of masculine attribute. Direction, guidance, structure. You end up being the support for everyone else. And even as a leader, you're thinking, okay, I've built this team so that I can be supported so that I can go out and do my genius work in this world. Okay, so I can grow the business in the way that only I know how to grow it. Okay. And yet you end up holding everything. Another example of this is in your personal life. I hear this all the time from clients that they come home and they just want to be in their feminine and be supported by their partner in their life, their life partner, and except they're all in their masculine and they've taken on that role in the relationship. So in relationships, even though we both sexes have a masculine essence and a feminine essence in us, we tend to have one that's more dominant than another. And in a relationship where two people are coming together, for there to be successful polarity, meaning successful opposites attract, and for you to feel fully loved, seen, and supported, you're going to want to land in one of the two poles so that you can co-create effectively. Generally speaking, but not always, people of a female sex in a intimate life partner relationship will want to be in their feminine. Not always, but primarily. And yet, if you come down from the day and you're all in your masculine, you will take on that whole position, okay? That position in the relationship, not leaving your partner space to take on the masculine position. So you never end up feeling supported, loved, wholly received in your feminine. And that doesn't get nurtured and nourished.
I want to take a moment to share something that's near and dear to me. It's an invitation to you, the high achiever. Now, you're not just any ambitious woman. You're already walking a journey of exceptional success. You're getting ahead, but ultimately making a trade. Your ambitions or an exquisite life. What if you no longer had to barter a full life for a life full of success? Welcome to the idea of captivating power.
our 2024 Exquisite Experience. This is not just any leadership training. This is a fully lived experience of the principles you're learning in this podcast series and so much more. Join me for an intimate journey to Paris and Venice aboard the Orient Express, designed exclusively for six remarkable women. We're only running this program once, and currently, with only three spaces remaining, our journey is already 50% full. For more information and to secure your spot, go to theunstoppablewoman.com/join. So now you have the foundation, the overarching foundation of what the art of surrender is. Let's talk about how to step into the art of surrender. This is a beautiful practice. This is a beautiful way of being. And it requires trust. It requires that you let yourself be supported by others, by the universe, by life itself. And oftentimes that's really hard because you have been let down in the past. You've been disappointed in the past. And as we know that disappointment is painful and is something that we try to avoid. And yet this art of surrender requires that you lean in to trusting other people, trusting life, trusting yourself, all of that. And it's a risk. It's going to require that you risk disappointment, risk pain. And yet you're habituated to holding on to doing things a particular way. And the art of surrender is going to ask you to release that, to let go of that, and allow yourself to be open to receiving the unknown. And that is a place that feels a little uncomfortable for most people. And yet the results are truly powerful. So to break the cycle of holding on to control and to step into surrendering, I want you to pick something in your life that is important to you. It can't be not important, because if it's not important, you don't actually care about the outcome so very, very much. But I want you to pick something that's important to you, that has a real outcome that is valuable to you, but not something that's going to break your company. Okay. Not something that is so big that it's going to jeopardize massively things in your life or your business. So a good example of this would be you really want a better relationship with your partner, and you get frustrated by having to plan things, and you just want your partner to take over the planning of dinners out, or going to the going away for the weekend, or the itinerary for your upcoming vacation or holiday, something like that. And yet you're very competent and you know how to organize and plan and evaluate and analyze exceptionally well. So you want to lean into that and take over the planning and just do it, because your timing is demanding. There's something inside of you demanding that it be done now in a particular way. And I would suggest, if you want to practice this art of surrender, that you make beautiful, loving, kind request to your partner and say something like, "Hey, babe, I'd really love it if you could take over the planning of our vacation. The only things that are important to me are this, this, and this. And if you could let me know that you're doing it and that, you know, it'll be done by 2 weeks from now, it would feel so good. Would you be willing to do that?" And they say, "Wow, that's different, but yes, okay." And then you have to surrender this project to them. They are going to do it differently. They are not going to do it like you. They're going to consider different things. They're going to come up with something else. They're going to not consider this or that or the other, but they will get it done. And you won't have to do it. You've surrendered, and it might not be perfect. It might not be what you want. Expect that. Okay. Sometimes, okay. So Sometimes it happens perfectly the first time you do this. But oftentimes, it's a little bit of a surrender. Oh, that came back and this wasn't exactly right. Maybe they missed the deliverable date, or maybe they didn't consider one of the things that was really important to you, or maybe they didn't do it as thoroughly or whatnot. Or maybe they come back to you and they're asking for all this feedback and you actually don't want to be involved. So you have to say, hey, babe, I don't know what to do about that. And you play a little bit helpless. Oh, I know you're rolling your eyes at that, but just go with me here. That if you just say, oh, I don't know, then the other person will have to fill that void and step in. If you answer that question, then they don't have to step into that role. Okay. And they're perfectly capable of doing that. Okay. So there might be some iteration here that you have to play out. You might have to realize that you're still helping. Okay. And you might need to stop that. You might get feedback back that's not exactly what you wanted. And you'll have to learn how to iterate on this. Both parties will have to learn a new way of being. And that's not necessarily going to be perfect the first time you do this, but stick with it and you'll get to a much higher level with this. Okay. And it will get better and better each time you do this. That's a personal life example, but you can do this equally well in your business life. Oftentimes, people who are leaders are very, very competent. So they end up doing things that are not actually their genius work. And they need to stop doing the things, surrender doing the things to others on their team with a certain amount of guidance, but not micromanaging, that allows the team member to step up. Now they're going to do the same thing. They're going to ask you a ton of questions and you're going to have to be like, you figure it out. I don't know. It's up to you. Go do your best. Right. And not step in to save the day. You're not going to get back what you would do. Okay. But trust me, when you start leaning into this, does a number of things on your team. It will show you who's competent and who's not, and then you can make adjustments, okay? And it will show you that other people have more brilliant ideas than you do, okay? They will bring to you answers and solutions that you could never have thought of because you are surrendering the process to them. Now, does that mean that you don't give any input or any guidance or don't tweak it at the end if it's not what you want? No. But if you practice this, you will start hiring better people and receiving such higher levels of support and brilliant solutions from your team and from the other people in your life. So none of this is entitlement. I want to make that very clear. It's not saying I'm not going to be responsible for my role. Okay. It's not saying everyone else do things for me and I'm entitled to just waltz in and be like all that and more. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that the art of surrender, when you surrender the habituated way of being and allow others to support you, to allow others to play their roles, to allow different ways of being to come into your life and to allow for other people to show up in different ways in your life. You garner all these different opportunities and solutions and it's incredible power that you then have. What that is tapping into your truth, your power. Okay. It's not saying I deserve a bunch of outcomes that I haven't shown up for. I haven't become the person that is worthy of receiving that. Okay. It's not entitlement. Okay. You have to step up and lead from a higher level. And that is actually what the art of surrender is. It's leading from a much higher level. So I hope this art of surrender has given you a powerful new perspective on how you can lead yourself, others, and your entire life. I have found it incredibly, profoundly game-changing for myself. and I encourage you to really lean into it. We have put together three of my power questions that I use to tap into the art of surrender myself. And if you would like to download those, you can go to theunstoppablewoman.com/captivating. So again, that's theunstoppablewoman.com/captivating. And you can download for free the power questions that I use to help me access this art of surrender. And if you'd like to go further, faster, and join me and six other women for the Captivating Power program in Paris and Venice, please go to theunstoppablewoman.com/captivating and look for the link to schedule a private call with me. There will be a few questions that help us gauge whether you are appropriate for. There will be a few questions there that will help us gauge whether this is the right program for you. And if so, I would love to have a private conversation with you about that program and so much more. With that, we're a wrap. Have an amazing day. And remember, live exquisitely.